Hello, this is Lynette, and I'm making this introductory clip because yesterday, which was Thursday, October 20th, I made a walk cast, but I didn't introduce myself. I was really testing, and I said, well, it's a test, but I'm going to, invite you to join me on my walk. Someone, I believe named Eric, asked us to identify what we're using. I'm using the WS200S recorder, which I enjoy quite a lot. And I am sorry about the quality, though. And an old microphone that was literally lying in a drawer somewhere. The microphone is a stereo microphone that was cadged from some, probably an old tape recorder, an old Sony, which I'm certain we all have lying around somewhere, and perhaps even still use. But, you know, do come and join me on my walk cast up Lexington Avenue, okay? Again, this is Lynette. You can reach me through the list, obviously, or you can get in touch with me at Superlynn, SuperLynne, at earthlink.net. All right. Thank you. Okay. I'm walking up Lexington Avenue. I have the mic clipped to my leather jacket, and I'm hoping it gets or picks up some city sounds. I'm certain it'll pick up some city sounds. Just a few minutes ago, a little person was singing, and I thought, oh, that'll be interesting, this little person. But I didn't. Oh, speaking of little persons, there's one there. So the dragging noise you may hear is on my is my cane, and I have to get a new one at some point. And I don't know. People can see the mic clipped to my, but they probably can't. So, but the mic is black and my jacket is black, so I don't know. Anyway, this is late week because of my job. But I am doing my Lexington walk from 25th Street to 59th Street, which gives me a nice workout. So they say that we always thought that 20 blocks equaled about a mile, 20 city blocks. But some smart aleck child said, oh no, it's 22. So we don't know. Let's say it's between 20 and 22. Okay, I'm stopping for the light. It's chilly out today, but I have my jacket open because as I walk, I feel, you know, warm. So, but since I'm not a person who enjoys being cold, I'm always, well, I try to be prepared for the weather. And people are always complaining about the weather here in New York City, but it's pretty good. We sort of have four seasons. It's funny to me because people just need to complain about something. So they were complaining about the weather being too wet and rainy in the spring, too hot in the summer. I don't don't know what folks want. So today at work, I took my six little senior ladies on what for some would be the internet. For some, you know, teaching them how to surf. And it's an experience. I don't know if anyone out there has ever worked with seniors. They're such a lovely bunch. You just have to repeat. So this stretch between it's always great when I was going to say something, but I'll switch and say that the cane sort of parts the waters, if you will. People see me coming, and they head in the other direction. Or at least they stop, for the most part. And which makes me a pretty reckless walker, actually. Because I have a destination, and I'm going to get there. I forget what I was going to say. When I think about it, I'll come back. I was person with puppies. Thank you. Okay, greeting each other. The puppies are trying to. And I don't know about around the country, but in New York, everything and anything and anywhere is a pickup joint. Even bookstores like Barnes & Noble and Borders. These places have cafes and, you know, the people meet. And the dog walking is especially... Well, you just think of, that's how one in the cartoon, one of the Disney cartoons, the couple meet each other in the park. It might be 101 Dalmatians, but so that's New York. Whenever we pass, going on our way home, we pass a church. Beautiful. And but we also pass a bunch of bars right up the block from the church. So, oops, excuse me, thank you. And so, there you have it. We're not called Sin City for nothing, I guess. But it never ceases to amaze me how, even in the cooler weather, people will sit outside and smoke and drink. So, and commune. I was really disappointed, well, slightly disappointed over the WS-200S lack of audio quality, I guess, or decrease in audio quality. Not that much of an audiophile that I understand the numbers, but I do understand that lower numbers equal lower quality, it seems. Well, here's a rare thing. I'm on the street almost by myself. And I remembered what I was going to say, that there's somebody ahead of me now, but
Where's the Louis Trey?
Stretch between 25th and is pretty Spartan when not too many people. But past 42nd Street, it's a whole other ballgame. And I believe that I am now at 34th Street.
That's a job where to
go. Okay, let me see if I can I go around? Because definitely this person was in the way, and they weren't moving. I don't know what in the world. Okay. Crossing a huge street. Maybe huge is a little exaggerative, but we have several large streets in Manhattan, and they go in both directions, both east and west. And 34th is the first one I pass on my way up, followed by 42nd Street, and then 57th. So it'll be interesting to see how the mic picks me up, if indeed it does, on my lapel here, with the fire engines going. I'm doing all the talking now because there aren't as many people around. WS200S. I was thrilled. I got mine from Abe's of Maine. And I ordered it on Wednesday, and it got to us on us because I bought two on Monday. And frankly, I'm thrilled with it. I'm sorry that it doesn't have the highest quality possible. But, you know, this is the way companies are. They're willing to sacrifice quality. And it's not good, but it seems to be the way they go. Now, unlike my Bose system that, you know, is expensive, relatively so, speaking, I guess, which is, you know, high quality and high priced. I don't know why Olympus felt they had to do that. Okay, I'm just fixing this thing, so I'm certain you're getting all that. And there goes a lovely NYPD blue car, which is actually white, with blue writing. Now that's another thing about New York, the smell. Sometimes you just have to call it the stink. It's just horrible, and it just hits you, you know, out of the blue. So when you go down the park, sometimes you get, please excuse me, dog lovers, the dog business smell. But it's actually not too bad. People are pretty good these days about their puppies. We have two cats, so we don't have to worry about that. Populist, if you will, around here. So, I don't know if you got to hear that lovely expletive from our famous rude drivers. You know, you're not even sure from, you know, if the driver's a New Yorker or what, but people who get into cars and or vehicles, rather, just tend to lose their minds. They become, it's like their alter ego takes over. And they just scream, curse, cut people off. The cabs are the worst here, actually. They ride in front of buses or roll, you know, drive right in front of a bus. Excuse me. They have no sense of fear, no sense of rules of the road. It's amazing. You know, when you walk, you get, sometimes you make contact with another human, usually a hand. Sometimes they have on a ring or something, and it can be painful. Yeah, I wish my thing would stay this way. Maybe I should put it on the other side, but that has the zipper, so we'll see. All right. I'll move it up. Okay. I guess you can hear that. Oh, I can actually put it right here. Okay. All right, that should be better. Okay. I take my partial vision for granted because I definitely have no clue what street I'm on, and I depend upon what vision I have to let me know somebody's really happy back there. And sometimes my friend and I love to actually kind of barge in on conversations. The other people have no clue, but we enjoy ourselves. Larry was talking about the accents, and they are plentiful here. So much so that we can understand just about anybody, I think. But I will give you a funny happening of today. I was going to I was in my favorite shop getting a bagel and a drink called a chai. And a chai is a kind of tea with cinnamon and milk. And this gentleman ahead of me asked for a bag. Now, you probably were able to understand that, but the poor foreign-born store or shopkeepers or shopkeeper wasn't able to understand, and he says, "We have no biag here." So I turned to the shop owner or server guy. We're on 42nd Street, by the way, and I said, "A bag." And the gentleman who was asking for a bieg, said, "I thought I was speaking English." And I said, "You are, but we all have accents." I have come to the realization that when I teach, I try to have a neutral accent, but when I'm just having a friendly conversation, I have an accent. So definitely, it's getting a lot more crowded around here. Because 42nd Street, as you know, is quite popular, quite famous, or infamous. Not so much infamous anymore, because they've cleaned it up quite a bit. As you also probably know, thanks to Disney. Okay, someone selling something for 25 cents. Where did I put this thing? Okay, but... Oops. That's me fiddling. Okay. I don't know what he's selling. But that's, another ubiquitous attraction in New York. People selling things on the street, whether legal or illegal. He was probably selling newspapers, I think, around here. That would be like the Post or the Daily News or the Times or something. But sometimes you get the guys selling the knockoff bags, or should I say bags, out there. And they have their wares on a blanket almost, and when they even get one whiff of the police, they literally roll up the shop and, you know, scatter. My cane is making just a dreadful amount of noise.
Why?
So, this wasn't too bad. I try to keep my voice quiet and not attract too much attention. Okay, I always stop here. And I'm actually only a few blocks from the UN. And there are some closed off streets. And I thought that I heard that the UN was going. something. And that would be good. I would love to take a tour of the UN. You know, you live in New York, or sometimes any city, and there are dozens of attractions to which you never go, or that you never visit. And it's a shame. Oh dear. Okay, some baby is ready to go home and go to bed, I think. Or get a lollipop or something. That today is October 20th, 2005. I don't return to work until Saturday morning when I teach PowerPoint. So if I decided to send Larry this file, I'd have to do some serious editing. Put someone to sleep, maybe someone who's in insomnia. It's funny, some people on the list, not on the list so much, but oh, okay, we're under more of that infamous scaffolding, so I better pay attention. Foot can get snagged up in 2 seconds on these things. Down I go. Well, that's the other thing. We hear a lot here in old NYC. A lot of music from all over the world. From cars, just the people out on the street who are selling, whether it be a concession stand, a little food cart, they call them. But we're coming to somebody playing something now that doesn't sound as if it's in English. The day before was Sickness. So. Okay. Okay. I'm under another one of those things. Okay. I have learned to slow down here. Got a fairly good clip. So, be careful.
Yeah, we understand each other.
good at doing something on the radio or something. The way my voice sounded this morning, I didn't think so, but it's cleared up quite a bit. Okay, heels. Women and heels. After September 11th, I promised that I would not wear any more heels to work. And I don't wear any of those, stilettos or anything. Because I like my feet and I believe in being kind to them. But I did have on a pair of shoes with wood heels that day. And I walked to 42nd Street, which is nothing, in sneakers, which is what I'm wearing now, or walking shoes, or whatever they call them these days, athletic shoes. Speaking of music, one thing about music and I lose my concentration when I hear something like that. I'm a music addict. Or music, definitely a music maniac. Anyway, I have tried not to wear any more heels. I keep a pair of nice shoes at work. And I recently purchased some better shoes that look nice, that I can walk in and perform in. When we perform, we're generally standing a lot. And it hasn't been fun. And I've performed for many, 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 many years. At least 20, more than 20. But you don't want to stand on stage for too long in uncomfortable shoes. Whether you're a man or a woman, I think.
I have to say that I'm blessed, really, to live
out of the way, which is a good thing, a blessing and a curse, really. But we're close enough to be able to do things like go to a Broadway show and join our music appreciation class and to do the rehearsals. So that's really wonderful. And then go home to a fairly quiet, it's gotten a lot quieter through the years, fairly quiet residence or apartment. Larry was requesting that we send in our thoughts on relationships, I think, and how we feel, I hope I get this right, about blind and sighted relationships and so forth, or just relationships in general. And it's a tough question. A lot of people don't like to handle the relationship question. They'd rather keep that, you know, to themselves. But I used to think that, I didn't understand how a blind and a sighted person could be together when I was younger. But, and I still have niggling doubts. But I think that the sighted person, and here's somebody on the street riding a bike, which really is illegal. So, by the way, we have bikes on the patio. And if you couldn't understand that, I tried to say we have bicycles. And they're beautiful. And we rode them around for a summer, and then, you know, I fell a few times. Had it not been for a gate, I would have fallen in the lake. But thankfully didn't. Got it. Thank you. None of those watches talk, so they're no good for me. But blind, somehow, maybe a blind and blind, if you will, relationship works better or more smoothly because there are people on equal footing. But then I think, for instance, my roommate and I have worked it out where I can handle certain things better than she does, and vice versa. So if you decide on your roles, who's going to do what? And, you know, stick to it, sort of. Then I think it might work a little better. I don't know. I'm no expert for sure. partner. People do the funniest thing and say the funniest things when they encounter blind people. Okay, here's another truck. They seem to be evenly, spaced differently, in different, spread out all over today. Okay. opposed to going through the back. I mean, there aren't as many of those, but at least we have the option. Okay. So, okay, young man behind me talking about Sukkot, which is, I learned, the harvest holiday. I actually learned that yesterday. If I knew before, I certainly forgot. Okay. Met 59. And I'm making a turn here, a left. There's a train here that it's kind of a mobility nightmare because it is, it's like an island out in the middle of nowhere. And I always thought that, that was interesting, I always thought that I'd be terrified if I couldn't see anything and I'd have to get some mobility because I think I'd fall clear the hill. And here's another biker on the damn street. Excuse my French. So, I'm going to pick up my friend. And the lighthouse is in, this building is not new anymore, but I don't think it's even 10 years old. It might be. It might be 10 years old, just about. And I am now in the door, or on the mat, where you stand there and the door opens. And this is my journey. My journey ends here. All right.